I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The British Prime Minister has unveiled plans for a European-led solution to the war in Ukraine. After a summit in London, Keir Starmer said Europe would do the heavy lifting but needed backing from the United States. He denied that the US had become an unreliable ally, despite Donald Trump's overtures to Russia and his public row with Ukraine's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, at the White House. For his part, President Zelensky said European unity was at an exceptional level. Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, expressed his support for Ukraine.
Russia continues to try to fight to claim more land in Ukraine, and we could see an end to this war tomorrow if Russia decided to stop its illegal invasion of Ukraine. On Friday in the Oval Office, President Zelensky pointed out, in so many words, that Vladimir Putin is a liar and a criminal and cannot be trusted.
President Emmanuel Macron has told a French newspaper that France and Britain envisage a one-month limited ceasefire in Ukraine as part of their peace plan. Mr. Macron said it would apply to airborne and maritime operations and to Ukraine's energy infrastructure. With more, here's Joe Pike.
One big shift we've seen today is that Keir Starmer and Emmanuel Macron are really reasserting Europe's role in all of this, putting themselves at the start of a process, as Keir Starmer has framed it, to work with Ukraine and others in this coalition of the willing, and then present that to the US before negotiations move on. Many unanswered questions, of course, including what some European nations will contribute.
The UN humanitarian chief has said Israel's blocking of aid supplies to Gaza violates international law. Tom Fletcher called for the six-week ceasefire between Israel and Hamas to continue, with aid entering Gaza and hostages being returned. Israel says it's acted in response to Hamas's rejection of a US proposal to extend the first phase of the truce. The annual Oscar ceremony is getting underway in Los Angeles. The musical thriller Emilia Perez leads the nominations. But our Los Angeles correspondent Emma Vardy says the award for Best Picture is expected to go elsewhere.
Demi Moore has been winning accolades for her leading role in The Substance, a horror about Hollywood beauty standards. She's up for Best Actress, but faces stiff competition from the star of Anora, Mikey Madison, and Brazilian actress Fernanda Torres in I'm Still Here, which is also nominated for Best Picture. Zoe Saldana is a favourite for Best Supporting Actress for her role in the musical Emilia Perez. And Kieran Culkin has been sweeping the award season prizes for his supporting role in A Real Pain. Anora, Conclave and The Brutalist have emerged as frontrunners for Best Picture.
World News from the BBC. Syria's interim president has announced that a committee of experts will draft a constitutional charter for the country's transition following the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad in December. The seven-person committee will include one woman, the Syrian Kurdish academic and human rights activist Bahia Mardini. There's no time frame for the drafting of the charter. Members of Austria's small liberal party, NEOS, have voted in favour of joining a coalition government with the Conservatives and Social Democrats. The agreement keeps the far-right Freedom Party out of power. One senior NEOS member, Christoph Weidecker, said it was an historic day for Austria.
Now we're on the verge of being able to renew Austria with your approval. And historically, at a time that's extraordinary. A time when we must all stand together more. A time when we need a countermodel to this symbolic politics, a countermodel to this polarisation, a countermodel to marginalisation and fortresses, because these fortresses are never more than castles in the air.
Police in Papua New Guinea say two illegal miners were shot dead as they tried to enter a restricted area at a controversial gold mine. According to police, a group of armed men opened fire when they attempted to breach the perimeter of the Porgera mine. Police said they were enforcing a zero-tolerance policy towards any threat to critical infrastructure. The PNG government owns a majority stake in the mine. A prominent gang member in Haiti has taken to social media to dismiss speculation that he was killed in a big police operation on Saturday. Jimmy Cherizier, the leader of the Vive Ansam coalition, released a video hours after the Haitian security forces reported using military drones carrying explosives to attack a shantytown in the capital, Port-au-Prince. BBC News.